Okay, so you could tell me how to build a smokehouse in Indian.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's that? Here, the time they know they'll have make a cedar lumber of themselves, fall the tree with some sort of a rock tool to chop that cedar tree down. Maybe you can straighten it up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. They begin. They didn't put no nails, no nothing. They never know if there's a nail or hammer or anything. They use mallet about 8 inches long, about that, just so you can hold it as a hammer.
Yeah.
They had you would split up fine and sharp pointed. They ground a point, make it sharp on the sharp rock. So they'll take as a rasp through that here wood to make hold the lumber together. See, they didn't have no axe or no nothing. They just had a rock. They made edges, make a hard rock edge out of it, chop the edge, just grind it with a kind of sharp hard rock, and they had the rocks for the wedges, and they used that mallet to split the lumber to make lumber for the smokehouse. That's the first house that made by lumber. When the peoples begin realize that they're getting increasing peoples in Uzat, they're all making it. They used to have shacks made out of hemlock vines, yeah, just change it every after winter, summertime, put new ones on it, on the roof and on siding, and all they had hard times sometimes. Because they only had a bow and arrow for the games, nothing else. Another thing was trap. They used to have to dig around and put roof over it. Put lots of rocks on top and got automatically stick runs down from holding up that roof, and had a piece of timber made out of cedar where this pole was just sticking there. So when the bear or any kind of animal jumps on that thing will come off, and that trap will cover that animal and they'll kill him, take the hide off. Yeah. Yeah. And now we talk about the smokehouse. A chief of the tribe had to make his tribe, everybody work for themselves, for not for him, see, for themselves, make that lumber for where they can shelter and keep the wind out. Made out of cedar, a big log, as to have a mallet, got a handle, I don't know how big it was, yeah, made out of crab apple tree. That's the hardest wood.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Yeah. And they used to hit that rock ridge, split, about, put that 2 feet wide, the nearest lumber, up to 3 feet wide for the top. Yeah, they put that narrow so far apart and then put that wide one on top. No nails. They had a pole. They put the pole on the roof in winter time and tied down. Get the cedar vine to make a rope to tie that pole down. Keep it from blowing off the lumber. Yeah. So they got it all right. But the early days, before time, they live in the hemlock vines roof. One side roof, big houses, just at the poles, and never know anything about the nails. Now this Chuck, he was a beginner. The time he started to make lumber, and they had a one side roof, you see, wide houses, big houses. And they didn't They didn't do it once. They had several years to fix that smokehouse. Because they had to hard up for tools. So they had the roof all right and the studdings made out of cedar poles for studdings as 2x4. Yeah. And they used the vine of cedar vine and hemlock vine, two things, and put mud between them to make a windproof. Yeah. They had they made that lumber all right, but when they built their big houses, rebuilt it, they went to Canadian side, Vancouver Island. Then people was making lots of those Indian lumber made out of cedar.
Uh-huh.
They buy that, exchange it with dry halibut and some whale meat and all that deep sea fish smoked dry. That's how they got the smokehouses finished up. They didn't know, they weren't very well experienced how to make a lumber. Then it was on the Vancouver Island Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally they built a smokehouse at St. Osset.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where was it at Osset?
Huh?
Where at Osset? What part of the village?
Oh, you mean, what?
What part of the village was this smokehouse in?
Oh, you mean how they work it, or what?
Where was it? Where was the smokehouse?
Oh, that built.
Yeah, the big one.
That's them houses now.
Oh, that's any one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about one special.
No,
okay.
That's them houses.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What were they like inside? Inside. What was inside of them?
You mean the tribe?
What kind of things did the houses have inside?
Inside?
Yeah.
Well, they just covered up with that cedar board from Vancouver Island.
Uh-huh.
Finished the sidings. One side roof,
uh-huh,
on the roof. See?
Uh-huh.
And they made bed all right, and made out of split up cedar board so they could lay on it They had some kind of net to cover that where they sleep, and they had bear skin or elk skin for blankets. They couldn't get anything else until that first shipwreck at Ushat.
Yeah. Then they had lots of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they built the smokehouse. Yeah, they wasn't no smokehouse. It's not, I don't know what year that was. It's on the history. Yeah. The year they built the smokehouse. They used to live in the hemlock vine roof.
Uh-huh.
One side roof.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, they know what to do for windproof. Two kinds of vines, hemlock inside, and cedar vines outside, and put mud between them. Certain kind of mud. Must have been that brick mud.
Must have been some sort of clay.
Why it can stay when it gets dry. Yeah. I think that's what it was. I used to think of that.
Yeah.
What they make out of a brick.
Yeah.
They pile it up and they cooked it, make a bricks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's the time after that shipwreck, I think. Yeah. And there was one house, a big house. You know where that little bridge is, the west end of the village down there?
Yeah.
That little bridge?
Uh-huh.
Up on that, where that houses are now?
Uh-huh.
There was a big building there, made out of rocks.
Oh.
Yeah. They had some kind of mud as a cement. Just put that rock down, flat rock, and then put that mud on it. And this was Spanish ship wreck at the Quito Point. And that's the one that built that big one side roof house. And when some nationalities from Vancouver or Clallam or all over come down, kill off nearby people. They put all of them in that brick building he built.
Uh-huh.
That's famous. Yeah. And they get on top, shoot down on them with the arrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The time they had the war amongst themselves, the Indians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We start different now. Yeah, we got the smokehouse.
Yeah.
You got the smokehouse.
Yeah.
There's no else, nothing else but that woodwork for holding together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They couldn't make, they didn't know how to make Indian lumber. They had to go Vancouver Island to exchange it with food to get that lumber. Yeah, that's a smoke house.
That's good, thank you. Yeah. That's nice. Did in the old days, before when your grandfather was alive, did he tell you about trading things with other people? With people from Vancouver Island or Quileutes or Clallams?
Yeah, we might make it out. Yeah. We might make it out. You know, I had a lot of old people. I used to listen to them talking.
Uh-huh.
Talk about way back by the times they were fighting each other.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, there's a book in New York, I think, in the library, the biggest library in New York. I know a young man that's working in there. He's from Portland, Oregon. He's a brother of one of the Mexican men in Portland.
Oh.
And I know that man too.
Oh.
His cousin was married with a Bacall lady.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I come to know him. And when he's a brother graduate from the high schools, he got the job in New York about that library.
Oh.
That's where a big book. There used to be one in Olympia, but it's gone. Yeah. And that's only one now in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's in it?
It's a book. History about the Makah tribe, Wyatt, Blackfoot, Tahola.
Huh.
Yeah, that's why it's so big. Yeah. I know that Mexican. He used to come down here. So his brother's over there and working in charge of this place. Yeah, that library.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the book got the first settler from Central State come into amongst the Makah tribe. And the chief of the tribe, they didn't let the people bother him because he was a good man. I forgot his name. I used to know him. That's first band that studied about civilization offers for the Indians. Yeah, that's the first band. I used to know it. My old people used to tell me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when I go to school, I look for his name. I got his name then.
Oh.
I know who it was. Yeah. But now I forgot it.
Yeah. Was he James Swan?
His name, he had his name, but I can't think of it.
Wasn't Swan.
I might find out sometime.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's the first white man touch up amongst the Indians.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, I forgot, he was going to school in, somewhere in Florida or someplace in there, long ago. That's the first man that went to school. Yeah. I forgot his name. I might get to it. Yeah. Well, that's how they built that smokehouse.
Yeah.
Lumber.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the same story. About how to build a smokehouse.
By golly, that's kind of a problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They used to tell me about it. My grandpa and uncle and all the relatives. That's how I come to think about learn something when I went to school.
Uh-huh.
I didn't learn anything when I went to school at maybe 4 years' time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finished the fourth grade, that's all. There's nothing in it. I learned everything at Salem, Oregon, Indian Training School. I was grew up a man that I was about 18 years old and I went I was beginning working.
The old people used to tell you that you should have a trade?
Huh?
Did the old people tell you that you should have a specialty? You should be an expert? Is that why you wanted to go to school?
Oh, no. But that man, what I'm spoken about, first white man, Dutch of the Indians. You learn them. He knows how to tell them. By using his hand to talk to the Indians. Until they know how to speak English. And the white men learn how the language is. I used to know that man. It's on the big book, history.
Are you tired?
I'm getting tired.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good.